The president of Tanzania, John Magufuli, has died this week, leaving the country grappling with coronavirus, a pandemic which he refused to acknowledge. The 61-year-old was a controversial figure, denounced by some for his authoritarian style. Aid agencies in the region are hopeful, though not confident, that his passing might provide an opportunity for change. Roland Abole is regional researcher for Tanzania with Amnesty International based in neighbouring Kenya. Roland, welcome back to RN Breakfast. John Magufuli had the nickname of the bulldozer. Can you tell us about the legacy of his leadership in Tanzania?
Yes, President John Magufuli, the late, got that nickname because of his approach to his leadership, whereby he tried to prefect and police every aspect of, governance in the country, in Tanzania. And it started with him going into public, affairs of operations of companies or government institutions in Tanzania and trying to make them or to make public officials work better. But again, he extended that now to go into private corporations. And so by the time, he was clocking 5 years into leadership, he had his hands in almost all sectors, including the media, political parties, and every other aspect of the lives of Tanzanians.
So some of his early days in office, his anti-corruption drive that you're talking about, he would actually turn up unannounced at some of the government offices because some of the public servants just had stopped going to work. Is that right?
Yes, and he's so much lauded for that because, he brought a bit of discipline into public service. Of course, many people do not agree on the methods in which he used to do that. So, yes, he is actually lauded for that.
And what about the economics? We have heard that he certainly had a large infrastructure drive in Tanzania. And Tanzania last year, the World Bank said that Tanzania had moved up to become a lower middle income country. Were there economic benefits from John Magufuli's presidency?
Yes. In his way of work, of course, definitely being a non-nonsense and dealing with public servants and also international investment. John Magufuli, one of the things that he did well was really to push for Tanzania to rise beyond the state that it was before. And so we have seen improving infrastructure in various parts of the country. We've seen streamlined, dealings in agriculture and also in mining and many other sectors. So it was really true that Tanzania was growing to some extent economically.
And Roland, what was the downside, though, particularly when it came to, and you've mentioned briefly about the media and opposition figures and freedom of speech. I understand it was even an offence to quote figures that were not official figures, official statistics in Tanzania.
So that was the other legacy that President Magufuli leaves, whereby by the time he was getting into office, one of the things that he came to deal with was dissent. Any critics of the government, and it started with, journalists, media outlets, political parties, opposition especially, went on in the last few months. We've also seen artists, comedians have been arrested for ridiculing the president. And so the downfall was then as he was trying to make all these positive changes, he did not want any critic. And in the recent past, of course, with the coming of the COVID pandemic, then President Magufuli took a very, has been a very barbaric approach to dealing with the pandemic, including, shunning information or, trying to, prevent people from reporting on COVID-19, which then affected their right to health, because with no information, then Tanzanians were not able to make very informed choices about how to prevent or protect themselves from the COVID. virus.
And the president hadn't been seen for a couple of weeks, of course, in the midst of concerns about coronavirus. Do we know what he actually died from? Is that clear?
So there have been a lot of speculations, but the speculations even go into the date of the death, or where he died, and all that. But it is actually true that President Magufuli had complications, but we cannot rule out that, it was interconnected with COVID-19. Of course, with the current state of, Tanzania, they will not announce that. We have had leaders die in the past few weeks, and this includes the vice president of Zanzibar, which is an autonomous, state of Tanzania, and all that they say were breathing problems. But with regard to President Magufuli, I'm sure they will not even want to announce that he had breathing problems, just his image.
And looking forward, Roland, Samia Suluhu Hassan, herself from Zanzibar, she's being sworn in as president. She's the current vice president. What do we know about her?
Samia has not been sworn in as the president yet. We expected that would actually happen today. We're not sure what is actually happening. But Samia Suluhu, the vice president, has got a long history working in the public service. Coming from a political family herself, but also, her history also having been appointed into various public officials by Jakaya Kikwete, the former president. But again, we see her as very approachable and amiable. You remember when opposition leader Tundu Lissu had an assassination attempt against him and was airlifted to Nairobi for treatment. Vice President Samia Suluhu came to Nairobi to visit the opposition leader, something which I'm very sure, the president was not really amused about. And so we are seeing a vice president, or if she ascends to presidency, somebody who, if things remain constant on how she was, then will be somebody that may extend an olive hand or branch and want to reconcile. And that is our hope.
And I guess very significant in the continent as well, because at the moment, so the president of Ethiopia, which is mainly a ceremonial post, is a female, but there'll be a lot of focus on the new president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan.
Definitely, there will be a lot of focus there. The good thing about the constitution of Tanzania is that the vice president now assumes, after being sworn in, of course, assumes full powers of the president and appoints, a new vice president and all that. So we hope that, with the full powers of the constitution, we will not have a situation whereby, other leaders within the ruling coalition, especially male leadership, will want to undermine, this woman president. And we are afraid that, in the past we've had situations like this, whereby female presidents who ascend to power during such times, get into difficulties because other party members, especially their male counterparts, want to undermine their leadership.
Roland Obolo, thank you very much for joining us again on RN Breakfast.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me this morning.
That's Roland Obolo. He's a regional researcher with Amnesty International.